That's exactly how you described it. She looks so accomplished.
Mm-hmm. And look little at him. Girls,
the boys look so defeated in this picture. Oh my God. That is so wild. We're looking at the picture of the Girl Scouts. The girls are now integrated in the Boy Scouts in a chapter in Westchester. Is this Westchester, Pennsylvania?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't read it.
Clickbait. I didn't read it either. It's all clickbait. I shared it without even reading it. I just shared it.
Clickbait never those.
I think it's Westchester, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Because it's 6ABC. That's our local news. Yeah. I think I follow our local news on Facebook.
Yeah.
But that seems unnecessary to me.
Girls in the Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's like you said, to start doing cool stuff at Girl Scouts and maybe yeah, then you wouldn't need really Boy Scouts.
That's all it really is. Like, why else do girls want to be Boy Scouts? Other than the fact that Boy Scouts do cool shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been in the Girl Scouts. I can't, like, I feel like people would be very offended by that. People that are part of it, like, are really gung-ho, right?
Well, if they're the same, then why integrate?
Yeah. I mean, there's a time and a place for boy activities and girl activities. Like, girls don't have to be in every boy activity. Boys don't have to be in every girl activity.
Not at all. Not at all. Like, and are the Boy Scouts the problem? Or the Boy Scouts what we're, like, pointing at for toxic masculinity?
I don't know.
Is that happening?
I don't know. I thought we loved the Boy Scouts.
I thought
they
we did, too.
They could do no wrong.
I thought we did, too. I thought the Boy Scouts were
you took
our boys.
Yeah. You taught them how to be polite men who can tie knots and start a fire and have some life skills. And
Yeah. You know, kill a small animal with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Cook it.
Yeah.
You know, knows how to make sure that it's clean and sterilized.
Yeah. I don't know. Do boy things. Like, you, I don't know. It seems to me like you should give boys due room for that, you know?
Yeah. It's, I just wonder what kind of changes are going to happen in the, cause it's like girls, they get involved and they just want to start. They take over. They take over. It's like, well, we don't, that's not the way we did it before. And it's like, well, this is the way we're doing it now. And it's like, what is happening here?
You think that's how all guys feel when girls get involved?
Yeah, the integration, the immediate integration is always, that's the friction. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure that happened. I'm sure that there's, the way that jiu-jitsu is done now, it's not like a boys club and then a girls, you know, it's like a very integrated thing.
Yeah.
So one of the things with integration, I'm sure, was, you know, hey guys, wear shirts underneath.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, you're always telling boys, like, you got to put some more clothes on. Yeah, girls are here.
Yeah. Let's be respectful. Wear a shirt underneath your gi, you gross, sweaty man.
Yeah. A lot of more talk about, like, cleanliness.
Yeah.
Don't smell bad.
Yeah.
Like, brush your teeth. Like the basics. Like,
but
like,
but what? What? What are you talking about? That's part of my technique. What is happening here? Yeah. You know, like, to some degree, yeah. I think everywhere.
So you think the Boy Scouts are going to have to start wearing, like, they're not going to get to go do their woods activities with no shirt on and feel like little, like, learning bow and making bow and arrows out of stuff? Like, they all want to take their shirts off and be like, oh, we're Native Americans.
Oh, there's definitely going to be no appropriation of any sort of anything
that's
anymore.
That's true. They can't do that, huh?
No, because we're not. That's rude. That's rude. It's gonna. Oh my God! Those poor Boy Scouts. Those poor Boy Scouts. Mm. And like, people keep looking at this stuff as a win. This is a win for society. What are you talking about?
We have the Boys and Girls Club of America, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have clubs for boys and girls to be together.
But here's the thing. Like, the idea that everything being integrated makes everything equal is correct is an experiment.
Yeah.
It's a theory.
Yeah.
This isn't something that we know for a fact.
Yeah,
we don't know for a fact that if we allow girls into the Boy Scouts, which they're aptly named, by the way, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
What's the issue there? It's in the name.
And there's one for each.
There you go. So we don't know that that's going to be better off for society.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, that's only you're drawing your logical conclusions in a very biased manner. Like, you're extrapolating in a biased way.
I, I think people get really stupid about, like, they, like, want to, they, like, oh, this happened in the past, and it was, like, a great thing for society, like women going to the military academies, right? Like integrating the military academies, because now women can be in the army and, like, you know, like that we can disagree or agree to disagree. Well, that's something, you know, an achievement for like women to do something. But the boys and the Girl Scouts, integrating that isn't the same thing.
Well, I don't even know if it's fair to measure that. I think what you're looking at is like women were integrated into the U.S. military, and we're still number one. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't think that's what I was saying.
I mean, but that's what it is. Like, that's what it is. Like, we don't know. Like, it's like, we're not like, like, maybe if we were like the 10th ranked military and we integrated women and then we became the 5th ranked military, you know what I mean? Like, if the integration improved, like, what are you, like, is there a way that you can measure that the military was improved by adding women? What we know for a fact is it didn't implode. And if that's your measuring stick, I get it. Two Jack Bros, episode 56, coming in, as you can hear, hot. Yeah. So, I don't know.
So I've got one for you today, because you know I've got to get, if I have something, I've got to get it out there, because I'll be thinking about it, and you'll be like, what's on your mind? I'll be like, nothing's on my mind. Okay, so
Ansley's got a thing.
What do you think? What did he look like?
Okay, well, this is, oh, sweet. We have a, what did he, okay. So if you're a first time listener, this is a segment. This is a segment. We have rotating segments.
Yeah.
We don't always do each segment, but this is a fun one. You get a ridiculous story from the news.
Uh-huh.
And then the other person has to guess what the person looked like.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay. So this is what he looked like.
What
did
he look
like? Here we go. What did he look like?
In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, there was a man local that handcuffed his wife to the inside of his car.
Already a white crime. So I'm off to a good start, I believe.
When the officers asked her why she was shackled to the car, she told them, "My husband doesn't want me to leave."
Yeah, no, that's definitely a white crime. Why would you not? Why would you? Because I guarantee you he didn't handcuff her to the car and then spend time with her. No. Do you know what I mean? He probably like left and came back and left and came back.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't there the whole entire time.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. And why are you reading like that? You sound so weird.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, this happened every day when he went to work for the past
6 months.
Oh,
now she's okay. Here we go. All right.
That was it. So it happened every day for the past 6 months.
He handcuffed her every day?
In the car when he went to work every day.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. That's like, I don't know if a crime could get whiter. Right?
Yeah.
But I think it did. All right.
When the shackles were on her feet, on her ankles, under the car frame.
I don't know why that's funnier to me, but that's just like, that's just rude. Like, she can't even stand and stretch out.
Yeah.
Like, she can't even, like, squat. Like, she's, like, on her butt.
Yeah.
The whole entire time.
Yeah.
That's a very uncomfortable way to be shackled to a car. That's like, oh, I've never seen that in any movie. It's good. Then, I mean.
Oh, only one foot shackled to a second shackle that was shackled to the car.
Oh, so she had length.
Yeah.
It was like a leash.
Yeah, it was like a leash on her ankle. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So that's what I got for you. What does a human that does this to his wife look like?
Okay, so he's somebody who feels that this is okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
He feels that it's okay. So he lacks a certain sense of awareness.
Okay.
Right? So he has that in his eyes.
Yeah.
He has like not a stupidity in his eyes, but like a lack of awareness in his eyes. Like, it's just some of those people that just, their rationale is like good, bad ideas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's the name of the family that chained all their kids up and didn't give them pie?
The Turpins.
The Turpins. It's a very Turpin move.
Yeah, it's a Turpin move. Because, like, he shackled her to the bottom of the car,
mm-hmm.
which, by her foot, which is hilarious still. But he also shackled it to a shackle to give her length.
Yeah.
You know, so it wasn't, like, inhumane. He gave her some leash, I guess. He was thinking about her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was.
It's his wife.
Yeah, it was. It's malicious, not evil. Is that a good way to put it? So like he probably is just like, in his mind, he'll break her.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that what
and
he's
eventually she's gonna not wanna leave anymore because she's gonna get it.
Yeah, he won't have to shackle her.
Yeah, because maybe it's not that he's kind of gonna convince her that like if you try to leave again you'll be shackled.
Yeah.
But like he probably wants to talk some sense into her while she's shackled, you know? Like, you can't go. Here are the reasons why, you know, it's just
yeah.
So for some reason I'm picturing a lot of denim. denim shirt, denim jacket, denim pants. A lot of denim on this guy, denim coat, denim Carhartt.
Just layers of denim.
I had him balding a little up front, you know, because living life like that, you still get consequences.
Yeah.
Like even though to say you mean well, I think is an overstatement, but yeah. to say that you're doing the best with what you got,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When what you got is low, you know, life gives, it's stressful.
Yeah.
It's a stressful life you live. It's very exciting, very stressful, you know, you got to deal with the excitement of like strapping people to car, you know, it's just like, it's
that
crazy.
Every day you're doing that. Yeah. Every day you're every at day. Work in the back of your mind, your spouse is shackled to your car, like that. Yeah. You're thinking about that.
And listen, you're not gonna catch me the same way twice to shackle me to a car. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Every morning you're having a cartoon chase to get shackled to that car.
A different way until it's like this long Rube Goldberg device where like it's just like she comes over and she's like, "Is that a Cheeto?" And it's like she picks up a Cheeto and it just sets off a trap.
Yeah,
you guys know what a Rube Goldberg. But anyway, so this guy, man, a lot of times people who wear glasses, they tend to think that when their limits are low, they wear glasses, they tend to think more horrific stuff that they do is okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like because
they're wearing glasses.
They're vulnerable, right? They're vulnerable. They're, you know, it's like, which is an additional thing in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's huge because at one point somebody smashed their glasses and it was just like, oh my God, this sucks. I'm so vulnerable, you know. So they know their own weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think that the things that they resort to are less harmful. When the do you understand?
Yeah,
what I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah. They're not the big bully monster. They're
Because they buy into like the perceptions of things.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like this is the big jock. Like this is the chick. Like that. Yeah. You know, like I was picked on by jocks in high school. So really?
That's why. So I handcuffed my wife to the car. Yeah, yeah. Duh.
Because jocks. Because you're just going to get fucked by a jock. That's all you're going to do is leave. You're going to fuck a jock. So I put glasses on him.
Okay.
I put glasses on him. So I got glasses. I got denim. I got balding. I feel like the most innocent face, the most innocuous face is a round one.
Round face.
Round face.
Yeah.
His face might be squared a little by life. You know, because he sounds like the he's stress. Applying himself.
Yeah.
You know, like he's out there trying to, like she's, I don't, I, it's just like, I almost want to know what she looks like.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like I would imagine more attractive than him.
Yeah.
This is a, you can't let this one go. You know, like this was my shot. This is it. This shot has been like draining around the rim this whole entire time. It has to go in. I need this shot to go in.
That's a desperate man, huh?
That's a desperate man. So yeah, I'm a square his head. A little square, glasses. Mustache, just a mustache. You know, like maybe some scruff around it, but like you know that he's gonna shave that so that it's still just a clean mustache.
Yeah.
You know? And again, I'm just seeing a lot of denim. on this man. Balding. I don't know if I reiterated that. So here we go. This is the big reveal. Okay, so all right. he's balding. Bald. So I did get that. We got a long face, not a round one. We got a full goatee. This dude eats pussy. So all right. So John Van Horn. Mm-hmm. So you can look up John, the photo of John Van Horn, and very sunken cheeks. He looks like the guy from what is the assassin movie, the Hitman movie, where he was like the hitman with the little girl. It was an old movie.
Oh, like, yeah, I know what movie you're like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was called, we're like dancing around it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's called like The Hitman. It's like
Yeah. They like eat, I don't always, they're always in a restaurant eating at the bar, right? Is that like when he first meets her?
Yeah, a lot of cereal. There's a lot of cereal.
Yeah.
We're not getting any closer to her name.
No.
But, gosh, I wish I could think of that.
That's a bad guy in that movie?
No, the good guy.
The good guy.
The guy that teaches her how to. That's who he looks like.
Oh, yeah.
He's in other stuff, too.
Yeah.
I just.
We'll have to update that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll update that. Update that. Yeah. Also, I want to apologize to anybody I offended last episode who dresses for their identity.
Yeah,
I mean, it is what it is. Like, get your, like, we live in a safe country for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to have your identity be based off of how you dress, I mean, we live in a country where that's safe to do that. You know, but also, here's the thing, man. If the alien overlords come down and we're in concentration camps and shit, I don't want to hear you talking about how you miss your clothes. do you know what I mean? It's like all humanity's like in these fucking camps. And we got somebody talking about how he misses how his fucking Jordans.
Yeah.
Dude, I will strangle you. Like, look at what we're doing.
Yeah.
This is a life of fucking come on. I don't want to hear about that. I'm telling you now.
Okay. But you're okay with people dressing for their personality.
Yeah, you can dress for your personality, but your identity. Like, whatever. It's still dumb. I still think it's dumb, but I accept it.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, just clear that up. Clear that up.
That apology, huh?
I guess it was an apology. I'm gonna take the apology back and make it a retraction. It's a retraction. I'm not apologizing.
Okay, not an apology.
I mean what I said, and I meant how I said it.
Yes. Okay.
But I, you know, I also want to strike it from the record. Okay. So, I tell you this though. What? So when I went and got our Jamaican food today, oh my God, what a roller coaster of emotions that was.
Oh my.
Oh, it was interesting. So, as you know, like, the ladies at the Jamaican restaurant that I go to are a little cold towards me, right?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that there is judgment cast upon people who get mild sauce. I know for a fact now.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a question anymore.
Oh.
That's part of it.
That's part of it.
Because, like, there was a guy in front of me who they're friendly, familiar with.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, she goes, mild or spicy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, jokingly.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, come on now, spicy. She was like, you better. He was like, but can I get it on the side? She was like, oh, you wimp. She called him a wimp.
A wimp for getting spicy on the side.
On the side.
And you get mild, on top.
I get it on it, but it's mild, you know? So it's like, yeah.
So you got that against you. Yeah, you're a wimp.
So I'm like picking up information.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was right about that.
Yeah.
Right? So as I'm getting, so that guy goes, now the girl in front of me goes, and two women in the back in an argument. Mm. It's a disagreement about the way something was handled in like the immediate situation.
Is it a white person fight and a black person disagreement?
It was more of a black person disagreement.
Okay.
Because like I feel like a black person, you know, I think a white person fight is low volatility, but eternal resentment. Right?
Yeah.
And a black person confrontation is high volatility, and then we're friends.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
right?
That's fair. That's
so
fair.
It was one of those situations. Mm-hmm. And the person knew she was wrong. The person who knew she was right was like, it was like she was a little like,
yeah,
you know. And the person who was wrong, by the way, was a way bigger human.
Yeah.
You know, she was completely acquiescing. Because if shit popped off, unless the smaller one, like, she looked like she had some abilities, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was like, make no mistake. You know, like I wonder if they've ever gone at it. They look like they could also be sisters too. Mm. So they probably have gone at it if that's the case. You know? And you know, she's like smaller, leverage. She, you know, probably has long arms though. She has some attributes. Okay, you know what I mean? Like she was there for a championship. So, you know, they get in a little hostile situation. So I get the taller one. The taller one comes over to me and she goes, "Are you next?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm next. I'm doing everything I can to be as nice as possible, as pleasant as possible."
Like these are the servers?
Yeah, because they're always
the workers
are cold to me. You know, operators, you know what I mean? Who knows what they are?
Yeah.
You know? So I get her and she goes, "How you doing today?"
Yeah.
So, you know, she goes, "You next?" I'm like, "Yeah, me." And she goes, "How you doing today?" And smiles at me and like caught me off guard. I'm like, "What?" Because I was like going straight into my order.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I cracked them.
Yeah.
I've come here long enough. I've been polite.
Yeah.
I've paid my dues.
Yeah.
Like pretty soon I'm going to be snapping jokes at the window like that guy before me was.
He'll be all jolly and all tense.
Yeah.
You'll be able to get as much mac and cheese as you want.
I'm on my way. But that's the whole thing. When I've paid attention to this. I definitely get bigger portions of food than other people.
Like you need to eat. They're probably all like that mom, like, "Oh, this boy too skinny."
Yeah.
Like, are you like the skinniest person in there? That skinniest man in there?
No, I'm jacked. What are you talking about?
I know, but you're jacked, but you're also like you wear baggy clothes and stuff. And like is everybody in there a little plump?
It's a plump situation.
So those ladies want to feed somebody like you.
That's fair. I mean, but
not
they're also
skinny,
not very
just because they want to.
They're also not very nice.
Okay.
You know, so it's like usually those go hand in hand.
True.
You know
what
I mean? But I definitely.
Okay. So you get bigger portions.
I think maybe they're like, "Well, I am being a dick."
You
know what I mean?
Oh,
they
I see
throw
what
on, and because I've counted, like the portions that they give.
Yeah.
So because it's symmetric.
Yeah.
It's a leg because I get the large.
Yeah.
So it's a leg, a thigh, a leg.
Yeah.
It's always what it is.
A leg, and thigh, leg.
They always, I noticed it because they always are about to be done and close the box and then come back. It's like every single time and throw in a couple more pieces.
Of chicken.
Yes.
Okay.
Like every single time.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if I want to be in their good graces.
Right,
you know, I don't
okay.
know if I completely want to be in their good graces. So, but so in this exchange though, she's like kind of being pleasant towards me and, you know, I'm like, you know, kind of being pleasant towards her, and she's like smiling, and I ordered, you know, sweet and spicy wings,
mm-hmm.
and she has to check with me. She's like, "The jerk?" And like, oh, and then I say yes, because I'm just so happy. I'm being like,
yes,
anything, whatever you say. And then she came back, and she was like, "Wait, was that the, you said you want the sweet and spicy wings or the jerk wings?" I was like, "Oh, the sweet and spicy." And then she goes back, and then when she went back this time, her and the other lady made up.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't apologize to her, but she, like, said something to her in a very gentle way.
Yeah.
Jokingly.
Yeah.
And, like, to pull her right, you know, "Hey, we're back."
Yeah.
Right? And then she started talking to her. Went to go. And then she came back to me and she was like rude again.
She'll only be nice to you when she's mad at this person.
Well,
you better go in there and start fights.
It's just like she was on an island for a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
like she was wrong. She got yelled at in front of everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, she was on an island.
Yeah.
I'm good if you're on an island.
Yeah, you are. You are good for that. Yeah. That's where you come in handy.
Yeah, because I'm not going to judge you.
The
I'm going to be real with
need
you. Yeah, but I'm also not going to take your shit on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know that.
Yeah.
Like, let's do this.
Yeah, but you don't want to, like, when everyone's mad at you, you don't want to go get, like, you don't want to be a dick to somebody else. Like, you want to go be like, "I'm not that person."
Yeah.
See how nicely I can interact with this guy with that we don't like.
Strange human being. I don't know. I'm not comfortable around him, but look how I can interact with him. Look at this.
It works.
Look at this. Look at me being pleasant. Look at him being pleasant. I think. I don't know. Can't get a read on this guy. Yeah, no. I was thought I cracked him.
Yeah.
Thought I cracked him. But, you know, keep coming back. Keep coming back.
Determined,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, keep getting my extra chicken. I don't care. I don't care how I have to get it.
Not at all, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just, you know, just going to keep coming. Just keep doing my thing. I enjoy, because the food's not less delicious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's worth the cold. And it's like, they are cold to me, man. they're kind of like cold to most people.
Yeah.
They're definitely capable of warmth because I've seen it.
And you want in.
I want in the warmth.
Have you ever taken the kids to a coffee shop?
To a coffee shop?
Yeah, just like a coffee shop. So I took them today.
Yeah.
And like we went to the inn, and it's like a coffee shop where people go and have their laptop and work and like play board games and stuff. Talk about people being cold, making you feel like you shouldn't have kids in there.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't your home. Like, we can come and have hot chocolate. Like, the workers there, she's fine. Some of the people were fine, but some of the people, like, there was one chick, just felt the vibe off of her.
Yeah, I don't, people get weird about that. That's one annoying thing about this. First of all, I thought you were going to ask me if, like, have you taken the kids to the Jamaican place? I'm like, I have. I've done everything.
That didn't change anything. That's crazy.
They definitely enjoyed the girls. They enjoyed the girls. And they were like, they were warm towards the girls.
Oh, that's.
But you know, like, you know how the girls are. The girls like love black chicks.
Yeah.
So like they were in heaven. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then it was like when they were at the 45 degree angle down towards the girls.
Yeah.
Like they had like these smiling faces, and then like as they rose up to like. You know, like once they got to like that, you know,
yeah,
it was just like over. It was just like you could just see
smile
it.
Just faded.
Yeah, yeah. It was well, as soon as like she got to level,
yeah,
she got to like, oh,
it's a whole new world.
It's like -44, -43. It's like the smile just, yeah.
Man, yeah, that is impressive. That didn't work.
It worked for them.
It worked for them.
So, you know, they let me know that I'm just going to have to work a little harder, a little longer. I'm going to be diligent because I'm not going to stop. Like, it's winter and I'm here. I'm here. We're here every weekend. This is very delicious food for a ridiculously reasonable price. I will keep coming back. Damn it. So that's my big win.
Yeah.
For the week. That
was your win?
That was a win.
That was a win for me. Okay, I like your attitude.
I'm taking that win. For a brief moment, I was like, I was in.
You were in.
I was in. I felt what it felt like to be in. I think I like relaxed and looked at the other people like, yeah, I'm in. What are you guys, nervous? Yeah, I used to be. I'm in now, but I used to be. I used to be nervous just like you guys.
And then you were kicked right back out.
Yeah.
Huh?
And then I was, oh, okay, sorry. yeah, all right, guys, okay. Remember me? Yeah, no, it was, I felt it immediately. But, you know, I still walked out there with a win.
Yeah.
So I think that might, I kept up the same momentum
mm-hmm.
I had when I thought I was in.
Yeah.
So I think that might.
Think it's going to tip the scale, huh? You feel like you're right there, huh?
Because I might also have like a Pavlovian response now when I walk through that threshold again. I might just like feel it.
Yeah.
It might just be conditioned. I might have left it there.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
It's just going to be there when I get back.
Okay.
I'm just going to step into it like a fucking vortex or like one of the doors. It's going to make that sound like on Star Trek, like when the doors open. Like
yeah.
Yeah. Just going to step into my confidence.
Okay.
My Jamaican restaurant confidence. Yeah. I can do that. Feel good about that. Hey, man, I've been wrapped up in this. I'm sure you see it on Netflix. Murder Mountain.
No.
Okay, man. What is this? What is this algorithm doing? So it's like I watched one movie, not even all of it. I tried to watch that movie that Joe Rogan talks about sometimes about psychedelics, about DMT. Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Like when he has the you know, that guy on McKenna, McKenna. Yeah. When he has McKenna on, they talk about all that stuff, and I think he did the movie.
Oh, okay.
So I tried to watch some of that movie.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was like, hey, wouldn't you like all these other movies about drugs? And it's just like, just throw me all this drug stuff.
Yeah.
And start giving me Narcos. I've never watched anything like Narcos before. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? So this show, Murder, they got me, though.
Yeah.
They
captivated. I might have seen it on there. Just not watched it.
So basically, it's there's this Humboldt County, California.
Yeah.
Is a place where they sell, they grow weed illegally.
Okay.
Still.
Okay.
Right? Now, it's also this lawless place because it's just so much forest.
Yeah.
That you can hide a body anywhere.
Is it South California?
I can't say what cardinal direction of California that it is.
Okay.
I don't remember. I apologize. It's a show on Netflix. So you can watch the show.
Okay.
You can also Google Humboldt County or Google Maps it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you Google Map it as I explain what this is about, right? So Humboldt County, spelled H-U-M-B-O-L-D-T, I believe. Humboldt. Okay. So I said like this lawless frontier, and these people live as outlaws. Like that's what they want to be. That's what they strive for.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's up like near Oregon. It's like.
Yeah. So northern.
Yeah. Because
that makes more sense with all the forest and stuff.
Yeah.
Because like Southern California is getting more towards desert.
Yeah.
So you're linking with like so. Zoom in. So it's like heavily forested, this place, and there's mountains.
And not really any place. Any cities?
No. All dirt roads and stuff. So anytime there's a one police go onto Murder Mountain, like the section that's called Murder Mountain, they get escorted in by masked dudes on four wheelers.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, yeah.
This place exists in the U.S.
It is lawless. It is lawless.
That sounds and like, crazy.
Yeah, and the police don't even want to investigate these murders because it's too difficult and dangerous for them to do it.
You get escorted in like that. I don't want to go there. No.
Nah,
no, thank you.
No. So basically, it's
I don't want to go anywhere where I get escorted.
No, like, no. by dudes on four wheelers.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Nah, don't like it. I don't like the idea of this.
Mm-mm.
So it's all weed growing.
Mm-hmm.
They're growing weed, and it's easy to grow weed up there. Like they reinforce this. They're like, there's nothing special about the soil. What it is, it's just so easy to hide.
Yeah,
you can just grow it any you know.
Yeah, because nobody's driving by it. It's just
exactly.
Like
so you have all these people out there growing weed, and there's just like this black market industry. And so this is before legalization, during legalization, post legalization, because like they made some legislation to legalization that made it even more difficult to be an upstart grower and distributor, which made the black market thrive. So like black market was good, black market started to suck, black market got good again.
Okay.
Right? So basically it's like they have acres of land that they grow weed. One person like has it's their farm, they grow weed, and they have something called trimmers. Trimmers are the people who like harvest the weed and get the buds off the things.
And it's like all families live up among all this stuff?
I'm sure there are some families that do it, but the people that they were focusing on were the people on Murder Mountain, so they were focusing on the outlaws that do it.
Okay.
So these are like criminal, like small criminal empires.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's, there were also, you know, it's a documentary, so they're also focusing on one guy who's trying to do it legally.
Yeah.
So here's what it focuses on. Because it's Murder Mountain and it's marijuana. So you got those two things at play at all times. So you got one guy who is absolutely trying to be an outlaw. Like every time they show him and talk to him, his face is covered.
Mm-hmm.
It's like either he's wearing like a bandana on his face, and even he gets arrested during the process, and they use his hair to cover his face.
Okay.
Like his flippy, they flip his hair down, you know, like grimace, like a blonde grimace.
Yeah.
And he's like talking through his hair. So they just, they showed his identity the entire time.
Yeah.
there's another guy who's doing everything he can to go legit so that he can sell his weed on the white market.
Yeah.
Is what they call it. That's going legit. And he's like a really good grower. He considers himself like a geneticist. Mm-hmm. And he's won awards for his weed.
Yeah.
And he has like aspirations to win like an award that is presented by one of the Cheech and Chong. One of the Cheech and Chong brothers, Cheech or Chong.
Yeah.
Like one of them has like a contest or whatever, a festival. I don't know what they call it in the weed world. I'm not going to pretend like I know more than I do.
Okay.
But this is, that's just what he's my favorite character because he just is chronically high all day.
Yeah.
And he just smokes bongs. He's just like, and he's like, he announces it every time. Like every time something good happens, he's like, oh yeah, okay, bong hit. And he just walks around with a little bong in his hand. And every time you see him, he's like, he's got a different bong. So it's like, this is his outside bong and like probably has a perch for it. Goes inside, grabs his inside bong. He walks around with that. He's just walking from room to room, switching bongs.
Yeah.
So he's fun. He's a fun character. And then they're also, so a lot of people go missing up there.
Mm-hmm.
Because anytime you're dealing with, and this is, let me quote. This is like a semi-quote from the movie. I don't want to act like I lived the life, I lived that hard life. But anytime you mix money, drugs, illegal activity, there's violence.
Mm-hmm.
People get hurt. People get ripped off. Yeah. People owe each other money.
Yeah.
And so people go missing. And so they're focused on this dad whose son went there to make money selling weed, being a trimmer. They make like $300 a day being a trimmer.
Being a trimmer. He makes $300 a day.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
So he went there to do that, save up money. And
what are the trimmers are just cultivating? They're gathering the weed for the...
As far as I can tell.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell. And it's... So it's just so much. So these people go missing, and so these women start trying to track down one of these missing people because she saw them.
Mm-hmm.
So the storyline is following their efforts to get this person arrested. They end up finding him.
Mm-hmm.
Like these women are like mountain women. These toothless mountain women. Solve the case.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They tracked that. But of course, they lived amongst these people. They're a little more trusted to be around these people than the average person. Like you with your porcelain skin, you can't go up there.
All my teeth.
Yeah, all your teeth. That's no bueno. Like you don't fit it. You won't fit in.
Don't fit in?
They have like a life of hardness on their face.
Yeah.
It's like very wrinkly.
Yeah,
hard skin. They're different people. Yeah. They're like a different breed of people up in them hills.
Yeah.
So it's cool. I've avoided it for the longest time. I'm glad. The reason why it's called Murder Mountain, so there's this guy, the first guy who went up there and was like, ah, man, it's beautiful up here. I think I'll start painting a lot of weed.
Yeah.
The first guy to do that, he brought in some people to help him trim. He brought in the first trimmers.
Yeah.
There are this couple that he found. They're like drifters.
Yeah.
And he's like, help them out. Give them a job. Give them some money.
Okay.
And they would sneak off every night, come back. Well, they were serial killers.
What?
They were out murdering people, chopping them up, and throwing their body parts all over the woods.
What?
Yeah. It was a couple that kills together. It's like they had a thing, but that's like where the name Murder Mountain comes from.
Oh, man. And then,
but Scott Johnson, he's like the head of the outlaws.
Yeah.
So what I think is, they even say like one of his best friends was murdered by these people.
Yeah.
And he's like, he took that really hard. Like because he brought those people in,
his
propensity to help others made him bring in the people that murdered his best friend. And I think he just starts surrounding himself with like protection.
Yeah.
And they just, I don't know. I don't know how gangs start. I don't know.
But this mountain gangs.
Yeah, yeah.
It
just doesn't seem like, I don't know if he went out there to start a criminal empire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows how it went down. But it's a crazy show.
Man.
It also, it's just like, like women are like natural detectives. You know, it's
yeah.
They can ask the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not they. It just asks so many questions.
Is that all?
Well, it's also like a guy can't ask a guy the types of questions they were asking.
Yeah.
Like they asked flat out like, hey, that dude that's on a wanted poster, I keep seeing his truck around. Why do I keep seeing his truck around?
Yeah.
And this guy's like, oh, the dead boy?
Yeah.
The man I killed? Like, he's bragging about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Murder Mountain. Check that out. Get your fix. It's because, like, murder is big right now.
It is. All the serial killer, the Ted Bundy show, all those. Yeah.
The Ted Bundy thing, man. Here's what I want to say about that. I had no idea he broke out of prison as many times as he did.
I haven't finished it yet. I'm like, he might keep breaking out of prison. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, how many prison breaks have you?
Two.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot of prison
One
breaks.
Is a lot.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, good Lord, right? So, I mean, that alone is enough for me to be like, to want to like, fuck with him a little bit. Like, if he wasn't murdering women at a pretty productive clip.
Very productive.
Like, I would be like, all right, Ted Bundy, I kind of fucks with what you're doing here.
Yeah, but no, he was murdering ladies. Just couldn't stop himself from murdering ladies.
Goodness gracious, it's what a bad look for men.
Yeah,
He changed. I'm sure you already came across this part. You don't want to spoil any of these shows for people. So you got to talk about them gingerly. But it's like the psychological impact of these shows can be, you know, you got to talk about them.
Yeah,
Like
they
Murder
change
Mountain,
you.
Like Murder Mountain is changing me.
Yeah.
It's changing me. So my favorite thing about the Ted Bundy situation is that he single-handedly ended hitchhiking.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It was all him?
Like that was hilarious.
Yeah. That is crazy.
That's like, so like before, you know, before Ted Bundy started murdering a bunch of women, people used to hitchhike.
It was a way to get around.
A way to get around.
No questions asked.
Ted Bundy
was like taking a bus.
Went the fuck off.
Yeah.
He set it off. And then everybody was like, yeah, maybe we should get our own car.
Yeah. The impact that he has had on society is insane.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. Like, the fact that people were paranoid about Uber,
mm-hmm.
Ted Bundy. Because without Ted Bundy, let's just say the trend of hitchhiking escalated. As soon as the internet happened, as soon as apps happened, Uber would have happened immediately.
You're right. It only took so long because of Ted Bundy. Yeah, because you should just be getting in people's car. You can't be telling, I'm over here, come pick me up and take me there.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Then that man knows where he got you and where he took you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're in a car with him by yourself.
And that's the concern. Because like, people always want to associate the danger of hitchhiking being the hitchhiker.
Yeah.
The person out there with your thumbs up. Which also, don't trust that either.
Right.
But it's like, As the hitchhiker, it's like you're going to trust someone who's going to pick up a hitchhiker?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, how desperate are you where you think this person's making a good choice?
Yeah.
That person's not making a good choice. You're getting in the car with somebody who's that fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's living life on the edge that much.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
You remember when we were little
you.
And there were signs around airports that were like, no hitchhikers, and it was like weird? Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, remember I had a joke about that.
Yeah.
Way back when I started out in Pittsburgh, which is like, you know, but you don't want a hitchhiker to take you. Like, that's a weird thing anyway.
Yeah.
Like a hitchhiker going to the airport, it's just like a weird thing.
Yeah.
Like, so you.
Oh yeah, I do.
You know,
that.
And there's like at the front of his sign. I remember like the punchline being something like the front of his sign. Like ride to the airport, and the back of his sign says where nobody can hear you scream.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's why you don't take a hitchhiker to the airport.
Yeah,
you know, it's a ridiculous.
It's crazy. People used to do that.
It is crazy. Well, again, Ted Bundy. That's
happened.
A Ted Bundy effect. You thinking that's crazy that people used to do that. Is still the Ted Bundy effect.
Even like in college, when people used to like, you need a ride home from college, you could look at a board. Like people would post, "I'm driving here," and you could like,
yeah.
Hit, like, no.
Uh-uh. Ted Bundy, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Ted Bundy went to college. Ted Bundy went to college.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. No, yeah, that shit was, yeah. That's tough, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. He just changed the world.
He did. He killed so many ladies.
And then broke out of prison and killed so many more ladies.
Yeah. He was just like, guys, your stuff, you got to get your shit together. All of this.
Yeah.
Your society, stop jumping in cars with weird people. Prison, be a prison, like keep people inside.
Yeah. How long did he escape in the times that you've seen him break out of prison?
One time he went and he lived in the woods, right?
For how long?
For a while. Like, a while.
Okay. Because I don't remember exactly how many times he broke out of prison.
But yeah.
I just know.
It kept happening.
Again, one is a lot.
Yeah.
Two is, like, exponential. Like, two is a million. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's like a lot of prison breaks.
Yeah.
Two prison breaks. Like, you are a person who's known to have broken out of one prison.
Yeah.
And you broke out of another prison.
Yeah.
Like, good Lord. Good yeah. Lord, man. So, anyway, I think that was a good hit. I think that was a good hit of podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got in a segment early on because Ansley couldn't keep herself together.
Uh-uh.
I almost broke in with the Jamaican ladies. Got a little murder action.
Mm-hmm.
Learned about Murder Mountain, which is crazy. Also, a lot of big props to me for speaking so positively of women this episode. You know?
Really?
Like, natural detectives? Like, that's, come
you
on.
You said some nice things.
They got some
now
skill.
You
got to
call yourself out, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you didn't do it. So I'm going to put that out there.
I do it every day, all the time.
Yeah, I'm coming around. I'm coming around like Jamaican ladies. Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll take it back next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Rate, review, subscribe, repeat. I don't know. Do what you gotta do. All right, thank you so much. Bye.
Got you.